We are coming up on 50 episodes, and I cannot believe it. I cannot believe we're reaching this huge milestone. So, to celebrate this, we are doing our very first giveaway, and it's super simple to enter. Between now and the end of May, May 31st, all you have to do is like, comment, and share any of our Facebook posts. That's it, and you're entered to win. Like, comment, and share any of our Facebook posts, you're entered to win. Each like, comment, and share gives you an entry, so the more you interact, the more entries you get. We have a grand prize, which is just some things that I like, and some other prizes. So be sure that you're following us on Facebook, Never Found, Never Forgotten, Never Found Pod. Thanks so much. Welcome back to another episode of Never Found, Never Forgotten. I'm your host, Melanie, and this week we're going to talk about mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and this is a really important conversation to have and continue to have. Reducing the stigmas around mental health is really important to accessing help. And for the sake of transparency, I have struggled with mental illness for a very long time. I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder that sometimes rules my life. It also manifests itself in frustrating ways, such as trichotillomania, in which I pull out individual hairs, something that has led to significant hair loss. I've dealt with this for 25 years. Anxiety is something I wouldn't wish on anyone. It makes your mind your worst enemy, and there is no escape. Having access to doctors and medications and support is really important for me, and reducing the stigmas around mental health and mental health care is very, very important to me, and that's why I chose a case with mental illness at its center. In today's case, Charles Allen Jr. suffered from bipolar disorder when he went missing on October 13th, 2007. Charlie, as he was called by his friends and family, had actually legally changed his name about a month prior to his disappearance to Neo Babson Maximus. He chose the name Neo from the character in The Matrix, Maximus from the main character in the movie The Gladiator, and Babson was his mom Anne's maiden name. Because everyone still referred to him by his birth name, especially his family, I'm going to refer to him as Charlie throughout this podcast. Charlie was the oldest child of Charles and Anne Allen. Charlie had a sister, Brittany, and a brother, Brendan, and they were all from Haverhill, Massachusetts. And according to their family, life was pretty typical. Charlie's bipolar disorder sometimes made family life difficult, but for the most part, they were very happy, very close. Charlie graduated high school in 2003 and was attending the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth, where he was majoring in psychology. In 2007, he was a senior, and he was actually considering continuing on to medical school. And he was doing very well in school, and his parents said that when Charlie set out to do something, he had to be the best at it. And in fact, he was an avid video game player. And when I first read this, I was like, oh, he liked video games. Sure, okay. But as I continued my research, he particularly played the game Half-Life. And as I was researching this, and he wasn't just an avid video game player, he was reportedly one of the best players in the world. Like, that's more than being an avid video game player, okay? That's pretty serious. And I was impressed. My husband plays various video games, and I know he logs a ton of hours And so I know it must have taken Charlie a ton of time and work to be known as one of the best players in the world. So super impressive. While maintaining good grades, while doing all of his other things. So family and friends also said he was obsessed with tennis and he had made his college team and he was actually dedicated to becoming the best. He wanted to become a professional player. And one of his friends actually said that's what inspired him to change his name. He wanted a unique name so it would like stick in people's memory. On the evening of October 12th, Charlie made plans to go out with a friend. They were going to go to a party, but Charlie never showed up to the party. And his friend thought this was kind of strange, and he tried to call Charlie, but he couldn't get in touch with him. At 3 a.m., a homeowner near College Lane was woken up when someone broke into her home by climbing through a second-story window. I couldn't even imagine the fear of hearing someone climbing into your second-story window at 3 a.m. He was shirtless, and some accounts said he was shoeless. When the homeowner confronted him, he said he was looking for his friends. He apologized. The homeowner said he was very apologetic, very polite, and he said he was just looking for his friends. He actually ran into the woods nearby. The person that broke into her home was Charlie Ann Allen, and this would be the last known sighting of Charlie. On October 11th, just 2 days before he disappeared, Charlie spoke with his sister Brittany on the phone, and she asked him why he deleted his Facebook account. And this was in 2007 when Facebook was, a big deal. He claimed that he didn't delete it. He said someone else must have done it. And he was acting sort of paranoid. And he said that someone was after him. He didn't feel safe. Brittany said it was just a really strange phone call. And she also said that he mentioned that all the answers could be found in the periodic table of elements. And Brittany said it sounded like he was out of breath, like he was running. And Brittany was really concerned. Charlie then called each of his parents. Neither of them picked up, so he left voicemail messages. And in the voicemail to his mom, he told her that he was going to Florida. In the voicemail to his dad, he tells his dad that he's going to Texas. And this was kind of out of the blue, unexpected, but they were both concerned. And they try to reach him. They try calling him over and over and over again, and they're unable to reach him. So they notify the campus police, and the campus police begin a search. They find Charlie's blue 1999 Ford Expedition abandoned on campus. His backpack full of school supplies was found on Slocum Road. His shoes were found off Chase Road near the wooded area where he was seen running into from College Lane, that house that he broke into. And I'm going to do my best to paint a picture of this map. So, College Lane is a little street right off of Chase Road. From Chase Road, if you were driving in a car, you'd take a right onto Route 6, stay on that for a little bit. Then take another right onto Slocum Road. This whole trip is like 4.5 miles. All of his belongings are found except for his keys, his cell phone, and cell phone charger. Police search his computer, but bizarrely, it yields no clues. For an avid gamer, someone who uses a computer often, it seemed like it had almost been wiped clean. The police are able to gain no clues from it. The only thing that they were able to see is that he viewed the University of Texas website shortly before he disappeared. An extensive ground and aerial search was conducted, but again, no clues were found. Police searched for any evidence that he may have traveled to Texas or Florida based on those phone calls to his parents, but none were found. His phone, his bank account, his credit cards, none have been used since he disappeared. Initially, there were some possible sightings of a man fitting Charlie's description, also shirtless and shoeless, trying to hitchhike or approaching a truck driver along Route 6 in Dartmouth. It's also possible that he hitched a ride somewhere, even leaving New England. In 2009, there was another possible sighting. A man from New Bedford, Massachusetts, reported that a young man rang his doorbell at 4 a.m. one night, and he asked for directions back to SMU. And this is an older term for Dartmouth, when the school was called Southeastern Massachusetts University. According to Wikipedia, it merged with the University of Massachusetts system in 1991. The man said that the young man looked disheveled, and he was honestly afraid that the man might attempt to rob him. So he actually went to call the police. And when he returned to the door, the young man was gone. When he was shown a picture of Charlie Allen Jr., he was certain that this was the young man who had come to his door. Some people believe that Charlie left intentionally. That's why there are no clues on his computer, like why his computer is wiped clean. They say that he was intelligent enough to start a new life somewhere else, and he will be found when he's ready to be found. I'm always really skeptical of this, perhaps because it's something I can't personally imagine. I can't personally imagine cutting ties with every single person I know. Police say that foul play is not suspected, but they do believe that Charlie's bipolar disorder contributed to his disappearance. His parents said that he was not taking his medication at the time of his disappearance, and it seems more plausible that Charlie was in the midst of a manic episode and injured himself either intentionally or unintentionally, or may still be out there struggling with his illness. In January of this year, a partial skull was found at the Little Beach in Dartmouth, and a medical examiner confirmed that it was human and likely that of a young adult or adult male. Many speculate that this could be from Charlie. However, no definitive tests or conclusions have been made. Bipolar disorder is a brain disorder that causes changes in mood, energy, ability to function, and it's characterized by episodes of depression and mania. Manic episodes include symptoms such as decreased need for sleep, rapid speech, racing uncontrolled thoughts, quickly changing topics or ideas, distractibility, increased activity, increased risk-taking behaviors such as speeding or spending money. Some people experiencing manic episodes may also experience disorganized thinking, false beliefs, and hallucinations or other psychotic features. These distinct periods of depression can last for days or weeks. I also want to emphasize that with bipolar disorder, a lot of people sometimes use bipolar as a way to describe someone who's moody or sensitive, gets easily upset. Bipolar is none of those things. Bipolar is a brain disorder, and it's characterized by these very serious factors. So I encourage everyone to be careful with your speech, to not use these terms like bipolar when you're describing someone who's just simply being moody. I feel like it really takes away from the actual disorder that is bipolar. It's a true medical brain disorder. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be joked about, you know, so just watch your words and be careful with what you say It can be harmful. So, if you or someone you love is experiencing a mental health crisis and in immediate danger, please call 911. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a free, confidential crisis hotline available 24/7. You can contact that at 1-800-273-8255 or text HELLO to 741-741. You can also contact the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration to locate treatment services in your area at 1-800-662-4357. Charles Allen Jr., or Neo Babson Maximus, is described as being a Caucasian male between 5'11" and 6 feet tall, weighing between 175 and 190 pounds. He has light brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information on the disappearance of Charlie can contact the Dartmouth Police Department at 508-910-1775. That's my episode for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in yet again. Be sure to find me on Facebook, Never Found Pod. You can find me on Twitter, at Pod Never. Thanks so much. Bye.